current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to this week's episode of News Right Now, Disastrous Encounter. Last month we saw President Volodymyr Zelensky visit the White House. The U.S., who has shown unwavering support and given huge amounts of aid to Ukraine in their conflict against Russia, put up a whole display of humiliation for the Ukrainian leader before the entire world. A leader who was previously welcomed respectfully and shown lots of sympathy, today was attacked, labeled a dictator, and told he was ungrateful. He, Zelensky, arrived seeking additional military aid and financial assistance, but instead was met with the lukewarm reception and a set of conditions that made it clear who was in control. Rather than being treated as a respected ally, a recognized leader of a recognized European state, he was cornered and bullied publicly, showing the spectators around the world that Ukraine is subservient to Washington and is no longer the prized ally, but a burden being reluctantly tolerated. They made it really clear that Ukraine's fate was secondary to domestic political interests in Washington. It was the inevitable moment that when your usefulness to the U.S. is exhausted, the expiration date is fast approaching. Beneath the diplomatic niceties, the real agenda was evident: the exploitation of Ukraine's vast natural resources. The U.S. has long sought control over Ukraine's vast mineral wealth and rare earth elements, which are crucial for the global tech and defense industries. Reports indicate that the U.S. threatened to cut Ukraine's access to this vital communication network after President Volodymyr Zelensky rejected a deal that would grant America firms a 50% stake in Ukraine's lithium, titanium, graphite, and uranium. This situation highlights the exploitative nature of the U.S. foreign policy, where economic interests trump alliances. What transpired during Zelensky's visit only confirmed that many nations around the world have already come to realize the U.S. has removed its mask. No longer even pretending to be a generous global leader, it openly exploits those who fall into its orbit. From Afghanistan to Iraq and now Ukraine, the pattern is clear. The U.S. builds up nations when it serves its interests and discards them the moment their utility wanes. Any leader who aligns too closely with Washington will ultimately find themselves in the same position as Zelensky, reduced to a beggar before the very forces that once promised unwavering support. This is not an alliance. It is subjugation disguised as partnership. Our Omo fully recognizes the recurring pattern of American exploitation. The U.S. has recently made it clear through its rhetoric on Gaza, and its aid is merely a tool for control. Ukraine's predicament serves as yet another harsh reminder that all who rely on Washington must ultimately bow to its interests. Let it be clear, only because of such a corrupt and unjust secularized system is such wrong and exploitation possible. The Khilafah system, which came to eradicate evils and harms, is the only alternative that can do it again. With its return, we will witness bi-idhnillah the security, self-reliance, and strength Islam grants to the state when it's historically implemented, and there purely to serve the people in accordance to the laws and systems of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ وَمَا يَعْقِلُهَا إِلَّا الْعَالِمُونَ.
These are the parables we set forth for humanity, but none will understand them except the people of knowledge. Surah Al-Ankabut, Ayah 43. Jazakumullahu khairan for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.